Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Rementzel, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Yud Ches, the last full daf here in the second parak of Maseches Shviyas, and we are on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. But just to mention the Arachayim HaKadosh that I did not mention yesterday, I ran out of time. Yesterday we spoke about the Machlokas Ramam Ravid, how to understand the Gemara, on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, where we spoke about if somebody plants the Pula Mitzri, and it's before, it's after, what kavana do you have? Do you have kavana for Zerah, for Yerek? So the Rambam quoted the case that somebody violated, somebody did it, Be'isser, but he wants to know that which year is going to be Trumas and Maestros and the Halacha. So we mentioned then that sometimes people, we pick and choose our mitzvos, and we'll focus on one and not the other. So the Arachayim HaKadosh tells us that we can't do that. The Arachayim HaKadosh tells us that mitzvos are a package deal. He says this in Akev, on the pasuk Kol HaMitzvah, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Tishrun La'asos, all the mitzvah that I command you to guard, L'man Tichyun, so that you shall live. Urevisem, Uvasem, Mirishtem Es Ha'aret. So the Arachayim wonders, like Chazal did, Kol HaMitzvah. What do you mean the mitzvah? All the mitzvos, not all the mitzvah. Why does it say it in singular? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. Number one, he says, Kipshuto. Kipshuto means, don't be so medactic. It means all the mitzvahs. Right? Every mitzvah that you do. Kol HaMitzvah, right? Don't be medayik that Sifsei Chachamim says. Pirush Hashem Mitzvah Hu Shem Hamin Ki Ilu Amar Kol HaMitzvahs. So if it said Kol HaMitzvah, that's what it means. That's one. But then Rashi quotes Medrash Agada, quotes the Tanchuma. Imitchalta b'mitzvah gemarosa. If you start a mitzvah, finish it. She'ena nikres haMitzvah Ela al Shem HaGomra. Because the mitzvah is only called by the one who completes it. She'ne'emar ves atzmos Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. The bones that B'nai Yisrael brought up from Egypt, kavru b'shchem, they buried in Shchem. So ask the Gemara, ask the Medrash, v'alo Moshe levado nesalim v'alo osam. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu slept them the whole way. What does it mean, B'nai Yisrael slept them? Moshe did it for 40 years. Elo lefish elo hispik legomra v'gamru ha-Yisrael nikres al-shmam. But because B'nai Yisrael were the ones to finish the job, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael. He never made it into Shchem, so therefore, B'nai Yisrael get the credits. That's number two. But the Arachayim has a third shot of Kol HaMitzvah. And he says, there is a warped mentality that even the most religious of us sometimes have. Achein heino ish Moshe, his skill belibos b'nei Adam, Moshe saw, ki ruach echad yat'eim, kakatan kagadol, v'hu sulam laham it ba'avodes Hashem. It's a ladder that goes down in avodes Hashem. V'latzeis v'derech achayim. And that is, v'yasos Adam mi mitzvos Hashem. Be'zo gimel, sometimes people, we do two or three mitzvahs, me'asher tavona u'magam im yachziku ba'achas mikol mitzvos Hashem b'tmidus. Or we grab onto a mitzvah with always ubizrizus and with alacrity yivaleid bahem holada ra'ah. Sometimes chas v'shalom there could come a byproduct lehisatzel b'shar hamitzvos haboim liadam. We'll be so focused on one mitzvah or one area, then we will let the other areas of our avodas Hashem slide and not focus on them at all. And even if we have a bunch of mitzvos, then we'll have a hesach hadas from the other ones. And this plague has spread. And says the Arachayim in the 18th century, right? Especially those that walk in the ways of God, this illness has become malignant. Lahavzos hamitzvos hakalos. Birosam shem lomdei Torah. I learn Torah all day. I have to do that. I have to focus on that. Umekayimim rov hamitzvos. Vizeu asove v'yisurei ho'anashim v'yimait kvodam v'yirbe yignusam v'yashpel adam v'chulu. So says the Arachayim, that's kol hamitzvah. It's a package. All mitzvahs are a package deal. All the mitzvahs make up one mosaic of avodas Hashem. And we can't reject any. And that's why the pasuk continues. Kol HaMitzvah, Sharanochi Mitzvah, Chayom Teshvun La'asos, all the mitzvah, L'man Tichyun, so that you shall live. What does it mean that you shall live? So he quotes the Zohar that the Mishnah Berurah quotes often and others, and that is that every mitzvah that we do gives spiritual nourishment to that limb. The mitzvah Saseh, 248, 365, the Gidim and the Evarim, and therefore, if we do all the mitzvahs, then we could give spiritual nourishment to all of the limbs. Rachman al-Assad, if there's a mitzvah that we reject, that we don't do, so then that limb will be a balmum, will be a balmum in the future. We don't want to be a balmum, right? We want to do the best we can in terms of every mitzvah. And then he gives the mashal, and then I'll finish this, the Aruch Haim, with this mashal that I like to quote. Yishar adam bevoal aver o gidechad. A person comes to a doctor and says, "Doctor, my pinky is really hurting. It's really painful." Eza mechush o machov. V'yitzak libo ba'oy vavoy mi machovo. And he's like, "It hurts me." What would the doctor say? "You have 9 other fingers. What's the problem? You have 19 good digits, right? Yeah, you need, so you have one finger that hurts? Okay, one finger hurts. What can you do? I can't move my leg. It's killing me." "Okay, your other leg's good. Your arms are good." So, no, you find another doctor. Because every limb affects the entire organism. It's not just one and in a vacuum. Be'emarlo, halo lecha ramachi varimu mehem ramaz shlemim, vim chelik me ramach yechla, ein roi lekfolo zeh. What are you complaining about? V'zeh dimyon, shmiras ha-mitzvahs, shehem yuchadim, keneged eivarim v'agidim, kshadim over, mavatel achas mehena yaf'il ha-keev bisha kenegdo be'eivarim v'agidim. It affects everything. V'kashem, shein shuvas b'riyas ramaz, mo'elas la'havir hergish ke'eva ever tashlum ramach. Just because you have 247 that are good, that don't hurt. But, you know, when there's pain, there's pain. Can't do anything else when somebody's in pain. So k'mochein lo yashlimu ramaz mitzvah saseh l'chisar una echa tashlam ramach. So to my mitzvahs, 247 is not the same. U'k'mochein, it doesn't mean if we can't do it, if we don't live at a time that we can do it, we have to learn about it, and the like. But we have to make sure, u'k'mochein lo yashlim shmiras shasad mitzvahs lo saseh l'pitol echa tashlam shasah. V'hu ma'amar kala mitzvah v'chulu, and then he continues. So we have to have a package. We can't pick and choose. We can't say, you know what, I'm not going to be worried about Shemitah, but I'm going to be worried about, even within the mitzvahs hatulias ba'aretz. So we have to, we can't reject any part of Torah either, not just any part of mitzvah, any part of Torah, right? And that's why, Baruch Hashem, we're learning the Talmud Yerushalmi, right? That's the, we have to learn all different areas and make sure we cover all Torah and all mitzvahs. So that's from yesterday. The other just quick point to mention, again, these are just two things I didn't mention yesterday, and that is we've been speaking a lot about vegetables. And vegetables, the irakos, go by lakita, goes by when you pick them. Right? And that's why if you have kavana, even by the Pola Mitzri, if you have kavana for yerek, so then you want it to be like leaf, so then it goes by the following year, because you're going to treat it like vegetable. That's halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. The irakos, you treat for the year, you go by the when they are harvested. Why? So the Gemara said, and the Gemara Shoshana in the Bavli also says, because rove of the water, it really is kept alive and nourished by the water that's in the late part of its growth, and up until when you pick it, the water really helps. So that's why rove gishme bracha, the rove of the gishamim affect it. By the Kineos, and by the Orez, by the others, it goes by Hashrasha, because the later water isn't as crucial. It's the beginning of the process, the beginning of the development where the water is crucial, and that's why it's labeled as the previous year. But in either way, you say water is the Mechaya. Water is what keeps them alive. And we know, Chazal tell us that there are many Mishalim given to Torah. Torah is compared to fire, and Torah is compared to a midbar, and Torah is compared to water. Torah is compared to water. Emayim ala Torah, maybe that's the most famous mashal of Torah, because water goes to the lowest spot, and Torah goes down to the lowest, humble humility, right? Many mishalim of water. But one could say, as our Gemara is reflecting, water gives life. Water gives life. And water gives life to these vegetables, and that's why the vegetables go by lakita, because that's when, the main part of the water is happening. And the Rambam has a beautiful Lashon, which those who learn Maseches Machitz know this Rambam. The Rambam, in Ilchas Rotzeach, when the Gemara says that when somebody kills by accident, their Rebbe has to go to Ir Miklat with them. Maglin Rabo Imo. And again, I don't know Halakha L'maisa, whether if somebody has Shiurim recorded from their Rebbe, is that good enough? Does the Rebbe have to go, maybe just to visit? But the Rambam quotes that Halakha, and the Rambam says that why does the Rav have to go with the Rebbe? Because a life for one of the Mivakshe Torah Umalandeh, those who seek Torah, those who live with Torah. Without Torah, it's Kemisa Chashuvim. And it says, V'cheyachicha imach, he shall live there, and if you don't have your Rebbe there, then it's not living. Kishem, that's what the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says. Kishem she'en chaya tamah nechshavim l'chayim b'li harav, kenu li'idach gizein chaya rav nechshavim l'chayim b'li talmud. Right, and it works in both directions. And one has to know, I'm just looking for the Lashon of the Rambam, but says the, it's in Hilchos Rotzeach, when the Rambam quotes this this halacha. Okay, I'm not going to read it now, but that's what the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, saying, Mayim mele Torah, and Torah gives life, it's just like the water gives life. And that's, he quotes that Gemara in Bava Metzia, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the Gemara when Reish Lakish dies in tragic circumstances, and Rabbi Yochanan can't go on without Reish Lakish. And he's mourning Reish Lakish, and they got him the greatest, the sharpest Talmud. And every time Rabbi Yochanan gave Shia, the Talmud said, I could bring you many rayas to what you said. And he says, you think I want rayas? I used to say a Shia, and Reish Lakish asked me many, many kashas. 24 kashas, I think. And through the discussion, the sugya became clear. You ask me, I say what I say, I know I'm right. Ask me some kashas. And he mourned Reish Lakish, right? Echa Bar Lakisha, where are you, Bar Lakisha? And he ended up losing his mind, that he couldn't go on. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz points out that Rahman al-Islam, beginning of Brachas, we learn that Rabbi Yochanan lost many children, and he was still able to go on. He accepted it as Ratzon Hashem in an unbelievable Vayidom Aharon way. But when it came to losses Chavrusa, he couldn't. But that's Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz about Torah giving life. Okay, let's go to the last line. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Lama Li Hukshu. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if I have gourds that I'm leaving on the vine because I want to use it for their seeds, I'm not going to eat them. I'm going to use it for their seeds. And they get hard as I leave it on the vine. So if they get hard before, let's say it's going into the seventh year. If they got hard before Shemitah, they're hard and inedible. That's the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says both. Hard and inedible. Im hokshu lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'nifsulu me'ochel. Then they're not considered food anymore. They're not considered svichin anymore as it goes into Shemitah. And therefore, no problem. You could use it. It doesn't have any kedusha. And if not, it's usr, which again means either it's svichin and you can't use it, or maybe you have to treat it with kedusha and you have to use it only for certain purposes. So the Gemara says, why did the Mishnah have to say both of those phrases? They get hard and they're inedible. Im lamali hokshu, afil lo hokshu. Right? Even if it didn't get hard, once it's not ro'i to eat, even if it's not fully hard, it still should already lose its status of food. Right? Rather, Pnei Moshe says, afilu lo hokshu, benifsulu me'ochel adam sagi. Right? Once it's not edible for human consumption, it should be enough. And therefore, you don't need to, the Mishnah didn't have to say that it gets hard. We'll see that there's a different halachas about something losing its status of food. So the Gemara says, you're right, it really means one factor. Doesn't mean two factors. Mikivan shahukshu, once it gets hard, nasu kashar zeroni gino she'inacholin. It becomes something that's inedible. Don't be medayik that it's two separate factors. It's one factor. Getting hard means it is nifsal. It is no longer edible. The whole concept, we know whenever anybody asks a rabbi a kashrus question, I stuck in the fork, I did this, and I met. The first shaila is always, well, was it used in the last 24 hours? Right? That's always the first question. Are we talking about a nosin tam l'shvach or a nosin tam l'fgam? Right? Is it, we assume that after 24 hours, since the last hot usage of the item, it no longer gives off a positive taste. It gives off a putrid taste, and therefore that can't aser. Nosin tam l'fgam, we're machra l'charchila for nosin tam l'fgam. If I have a fleshik pot that hasn't been used in 24 hours, I'm not supposed to cook milchiks in it. Right, and then if I do, then now I've trafed up the pot, because now inside there's milchiks and fleshiks pot. But let's say, well, I'm not going to trafe it. I'm cooking something parv. So again, if it's within 24 hours, after 24 hours, so we know, nosidam lefkam, that's a concept. Where does that come from? So the Gemara says that comes from the idea that once something is eno roi to eat, so then it loses its status of food. Nosidam lefkam is an extension of that. That's the discussion in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin, and the other details. Samach Zayin Abayis, right? What is the machlokas or meir de b'shimim whether notzim of gam is usser or a mutter, right? The source is lager sheb sharecha tetena v'achala nevela haruya lager shma nevela. As long as a nevela is edible, it's called a nevela and it's usser to eat. And if it's not ruuya lager, it's not roy to eat, so then it's not called nevela. And there, as an extension of that, they learn notzim tam l'vgam is also a form of not being inedible, but going in the wrong direction of in terms of adding or not adding in terms of the hana'a that one gets. There is a question, Machlokas Ran Rashba, about Nosin Tam Lavgam. What if, Nosin Tam Lavgam usually gives me less pleasure because it tastes worse. Well, what if I put in so much that the quantity of hana'a that I'm going to get, even though the food has been ruined, you know, is going to be give me more hana'a than the fact that it's qualitatively tastes worse. Right, let's see I don't know, if you want to go to a restaurant, we'll give you a lot, but not as good of a food, or a little, but a bit more quality. Right, so the quality versus quantity. So the Ran and the Rashba discussed that regarding Nosin Tam Lavgam. Okay, so let's continue first. Kesedu Bodek, how do you know if it's hardened? Second line. How do you know if it's totally hardened yet? So Rabbi Yossi, Rechem Bechanin Omer, Okso, you stick in a needle. Stick in something sharp. Imnis Ache, if the hole that you made closes up after you stuck in the needle, so then you know it still has some moisture. It's not totally hardened. Aser. Vim Lav Mutter, but if it doesn't close up and the hole stays, then you know it's totally dried out. It's hardened and it is Mutter. Rabbi Yona, Botsraya, Amar, Karmulin, Paturimina Meiser. Karmulin says the marafolda are the leaves of the gourds. We're talking about the gourds, the diluin. The ale diluin, they're opad vermeiser because they are inedible. They are inedible, generally. Hadot etemer, achalawasa diluin. That's at least until the diluin become fully matured. Avalamasu, diluin ki yarakin. Once the diluin are fully matured, then even the leaves become semi-edible, and therefore they would be subject to being food, right? And then they'll be subject to all the rules of what year it's from. Good. Ho, we skip the next word. Hori, we skip the next word. Reb Yossi. Hori Reb Yossi, be'ilin ale kulkasya. Reb Yossi paskin regarding these leaves of kulkasya. Sha'asr ligmos bohen mayim. These types of leaves, you're not allowed to make into a container. These leaves hardened, and they used to use them to put water in. Use them as a bowl. So you're not allowed to use these leaves in order to use as a container. Why? Mipnei shahat savan ochlan osam. Because the deer eat them. So what does that mean? So this is halacha that I don't think we've touched on yet in the Masechta. It's going to come up. And that is, Shemitah produce has to be used in the highest way possible. Highest way possible. If something is edible for people, then they have to be used for people. You can't use it for animal food. It's separate from the specific Bisui Ochlin issue that we spoke about recently, a week or so ago. This is specifically Shemitah, this Kedusha Shvius, Kedusha Shemitah, and therefore one has to use it only in appropriate ways. I'm not allowed to destroy Shemitah produce, right? La Achla V'lo La Hefsid. I'm not allowed to do business, lachavol l'schara, but for us now, lachavol l'hefsid, I can't ruin it. So what's called ruining it? I'm not allowed to throw it out. We're not supposed to use Shemitah wine for Havdalah if I'm going to overflow it, and then stick the candle in and then throw that out, because that's a minhag, but that's ruining the wine from being drinkable. So therefore, I'm not supposed to use that unless I'm going to use it and not overflow it. But says the Reb Yossi here, these leaves of kolkasya, so you might say, oh, they're not edible anyway. No. They're edible for machal behema, and that's good enough. How do you know that? If you turn for a moment to Nun Aleph Amibayz, the first Mishnah of the seventh parak, the Mishnah says, Klal gadol amr b'shvius. What has Shemitah Kedusha? Kol shu machal adam, uma achal behema. Even if something is only edible for animals, it still has Kedusha Shvius. Doesn't have to be only humanly consumption. Even if it's machal behema. So the Mishnah says Beferish in Perak Klal Gadol. There's a Klal Gadol in Shabbos. There's a Klal Gadol in Shvius. So the Mishnah says there that we have to be careful about that, and that's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. That I shouldn't use it to make into my water container because that's not the highest level. Interesting. So what are we saying here? Because it's ra'oi for animal food. Therefore, a person can't make it into a kli. So is that a higher purpose, right? The animal food. That's what it's saying here. That's the more common purpose. Look at the Maras Sirlio. The Maras Sirlio says in the bottom, Vim gomea be'mayim havishinui. If you use it to swallow water and put the water in, it's a shinui. Va'aser l'shanos davar miderach tashmisho. You're not allowed to change something from its normal usage in Shemitah. V'tashmishan shal b'nei ha'olam b'hen ha'inu l'macha b'hema. And most people use this for macha b'hema. Therefore, you can't use it for making it into a kli. V'od, and also, t'hachama mafsidan u'ma'afshan. And eventually, this kli is going to be ruined by the sun. It's going to become gross. Da'asavim lachim, tlushim, shenavu ben mayim kurum lizapesh. It's going to become spoiled. So therefore, that is not an appropriate usage. And there's much discussion in the poskim regarding many activities in the kitchen. You know, what's considered regular, what's called normal. Anything basically that's considered acceptable and normal. Squeezing Shemitah oranges into orange juice. Is that okay? So if I usually use this to make orange juice, then yes. Lemons, right? Any type of regular usage. Using Shemitah vegetables to make a soup. You're going to zhuzh. Not use a better English word, right? What do we call the machine that we do that with? The zhuzher, right? What else is some words can't be translated? There are some English words that, Yiddish words that can't be translated, and there are some English words that can't be translated, or some Yiddishisms. Anyway, so the so here too, so Rev. Rimon goes through, if you want to look in his Shemitah Sefer, he talks about in Hebrew and English, he talks about all different types of activities in the kitchen, what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. A lot of it has to do with, you know, what makes sense. If I usually do this, if this is what I, right, mashing up an avocado to put on, that's how people eat avocado. Right, the banana for a child. Am I allowed to use a Shemitah banana? Think of a child when I know half of it is going to end up in their hair. Right, is that an appropriate usage for a Shemitah banana? So if this is the bananas that they have, and my baby loves bananas, oh, you don't have kavana. Even though it's a psikresha, we spoke about psikresha, remember, with the air conditioning dripping? So it's a psikresha that the banana is going to get into the hair. Halakhalamaisa shayla. We pass him psikresha by Shemitah, maybe it's okay. Right? It's not, that's not my kavana. Okay. We continue. So the Mishnah said also at the end of the middle of the Mishnah about watering, merabtsin, spreading out, sprinkling water. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, was a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to sprinkle some water on this Afar Lavan, on this day of Lavan, and Elazar ben Yaakov said not. You're not allowed to sprinkle the water, it doesn't need it. So, the Gemara says, maybe this machlokas by Shemitah is parallel to a machlokas by Chalamoid. Asya de Bishimin Kurabanan, Udrabaza ben Yaakov Bishitase, the Tanina Taman, because if you looked in the Mishnah at the beginning of Moy Katan, the Mishnah there says that Rabbi ben Yaakov says as follows. Moshkhana Samay Meilan Leilan. On Chalamoid, you're allowed to bring the water, you're not allowed to water your whole field. You could water under each tree. You could water under each tree because that's what's needed for the tree. But you can't do more than that. So Moshkhana Samay Meilan Leilan, you could bring the water from one to another tree. Ubavachal Yashko is called a Sadakula. But you can't water the whole Sada. So Rabbi ben Yaakov limits Chalamoid watering, just like in our Mishnah, he limits Shemitah watering. The Rabbanan there in Moed Katan, who allow Chalamoid watering, also they're the ones that allow Shemitah watering. So that's the parallel that we have here. Rabbi Mana Amar Lastam. Rabbi Mana said this without any, you know, B'Shem Amro. Rabbi Avin B'Shem Shmuel. Rabbi Avin said this in the name of Shmuel. Bistam Cholkin. What is the machlokas that they're arguing about? An average field. The standard concentration of trees. Right? That's the case of the machlokas in Moed Katan about watering. Man and Kayamin. Im Bimervachin. If we're talking about trees that are very far apart from each other, then Divrei HaKol Asur. Then even the Rabbanan would say you can't water in between the trees on Chol HaMoed. If they're so far apart from each other, then watering in between is for sure not needed by those trees. So if we're talking about spacious, right, the trees are very apart from, wide from each other, then even the Rabbanan would say Asur. In Biritzuf, and if they're very close to each other, Divrei HaKol Mutter, then everybody would agree that the area in between is gonna be able to be watered, even Blazman and Yaakov. So Ella, Kian, and Kaimin, what are we talking about there? As we started by saying, Benidu and Mata, Esa, Labesa, where we have the average field where it's 10 trees in the Besa, Blazim and Yaakov, Avalokim, Mervachin. Blazim and Yaakov treats that as if they're too far apart, and therefore you cannot water in between. Rabban and Avdin, Lurukir, Tzufin. Rabban and treat them as no, they're close together, and therefore you're allowed to water in between. Fine. So this is the So far the Gemara says the machlokas here is the parallels of machlokas there. Machlokas watering by Shemitah, machlokas watering by Chalamoi. So the Gemara says, one second. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov did not allow, in this case of the average tree, he does not allow you watering in between. But he allows you to water under the trees, right? Under the trees. So what about the case of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan agreed that by Meruvachin, where they're very far apart from each other, you can't water in between. Could you water right under the trees? I mean, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov has a case of Isser, but he has some heter in that case of Isser. In the Rabbanan's case of Isser, do they have that heter too? Says the Gemara, HaRabbanan Amrin Bur Meruvachin Aser LaHashkos. The Rabbanan say, in the case where the trees are very apart from each other, you're not allowed to be mashke in between. Ma'o LaHamshich. But do they have the same heter in their case of Isser that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had in his case of Isser? So the Gemara says yes. Nailav Hadad Rabbanan means Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Learn the Rabbanan from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kamad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar. Just like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Bim Meruvachin. In his view of Meruvachin, which means even in the regular case of what the Gemara called Stam before, where he views cases that are too far apart from each other, Aser LaHashkos U'Mutar LaHamshich, he says it's Aser to water between them, but it's Mutar to bring water under them. So Kein Rabbanan Amrin Mutar LaHamshich V'Aser LaHashkos. So too, the Rabbanan would agree it's Aser to water between them, but it's Mutar to water under them. Ad Kan, first opinion of the Gemara. But now the Gemara says, maybe we're wrong. We're paralleling Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe it looks like it's a parallel machlokas, but maybe not. Lokain, Savrinan Meimar, we are not going to say that they're similar. Lokain, Savrinan Meimar, Bimru Vachim Divrei Hakol Aser. Maybe by if there's spacious space in between, everybody would agree that it's Aser. Vehain Afar Lo Bimru Vachinu. The Stei Lavan that we're talking about in our Mishnah, isn't that? That doesn't need so much water. So wouldn't that have the same halacha as Meruvachin? And yet Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah still matters. Right? Even though the Mishnah Moed Katan, right? The Mishnah Moed Katan, what do we say? If the trees are so far apart from each other, everybody would agree that it's Aser. But one second. The case of Stei Lavan in our Mishnah should be like a situation where the trees are far apart from each other because they don't need so much water. And yet, in our Mishnah, there's still a tzad to say mutter in the Tanakhama. So Ela, the Gemara says, don't parallel the two. Kan b'shvias, kan b'moed. There's a difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. Very important lines of Gemara here. We already had earlier on Daf Yud, we had 9-8 days ago, we already compared the two, but here the Gemara says it b'feirish. Kan b'shvias, kan b'moed. Ma b'shvias, ma b'moed. What's the difference? Right, there's Isra Malacha Shemitah, Isra Malacha Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, no, there's very different ideas. Shvias, does Shvias have Isra Malacha? There's no Isra Malacha. There's an Isra Avodas Akarka. You're allowed to work the land basic, as we said. You're allowed to work to almost everything besides Zuria and Zemira is only also Durabanan. And all those Isra Durabanan are Mutar. Remember the Lashon that we had before? The Lashon is Lahatzil Men Asrefa. That was the Lashon we had before. Anytime you're doing something just to save the tree, that was the top of Tesma base. Kematzil Men Adleika. Whenever you're doing something to save, that's Mutar. So Bishvis Al Yedeshu Mutar B'Malacha. It's really mutter b'malacha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, right? Klomar, ein b'malacha atzma shum iser, ve'eino aser ela avodes karka mishum shvisa sa'aretz. Hilka, kol she'etiru mishum pseida, mali yamish batarach lazeh ha'osim b'malacha. Right? The issue isn't tircha, the issue is avodes ha'karka. Shvisa sakarka. So shvias, which has heterim, so itiru, bein davar shu tarach, bein davar sheino tarach. There's no chilek between tirach and not tirach, therefore you'd be able to water even more than you would in other circumstances, maybe even between the trees. Moed, al yidei sha'asim malacha, chalamoed has a real issue malacha. Lo hitiru el davar shu aved, ubavad she davar sheino tarach. Only something that is davar ha'aved. Only something that is davar aved. Have a tour, tough koflamid. Write something. It's very different. Very different, Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. So that, and we spoke, I think, also recently about the diuk that some have of Chol HaMoed having full Isser Malacha, Kedushas Yom, with Heterim. Right, that was the raya that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik brought, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's not even a suffix daraisa, because the Gemara says you don't say halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach. You don't say full halal. What do you mean? It's Chol HaMoed. It doesn't have a carbon. What do you mean? It's a malacha either. No, it does have. Ikdish basi is malacha. So we mentioned that a couple of days ago. But that's one chilek. Shemitah versus Chalamoi. The istaboy nishmei min hada. Others have the following chilek, a different chilek. Shviyas al yedei shezmana meruba hitiru. Shviyas is a long time. Come on, it's going to be so long. The field is going to get all dried out. Adei shezmana meruba hitiru. Forget it. It's fine. Moed al yedei shezmano katsur asur. Chalamoed is it's the time. It's sure. Wait a couple days. So because you can wait a couple of days, so therefore it is asur. So that's the difference. Shemitah and Chalamoed depends on the time. So Gemara says, wait a second. And what about the last week of Shemitah? So the last week of Shemitah should be just like Chalamoed, because you don't have too much time left. V'yosan shivas yamim ha'achronim. Those last few days, lo mistavra me avdinun kishivas yamei haregel v'yasurin. Right, the last few days of Shemitah should be just like the Chalamoed. And we don't find that. We don't find any chilukim between the last week. Ashkech Tani, right? The Brisa says, and it's like our Mishnah. Merabsin ba'afar lov and bishmiyas. Avalob amawe divrei Rabbi Shimon. We can trash Shemitah, all of Shemitah. Right? And not Shvi and Baboid. Rabbi Ben Yaakov Oser. So therefore, we don't find any atirim and any chilukim like that. So therefore, the Gemara says, basically, go back to the first answer. Go back to the first answer. The first answer is that it's not just about the need, but it's about the different definition. Again, malacha and chalamoi, there's an isra malacha with heterim, right? The five heterim that are discussed at the beginning of Hilchas Chalamoed, where we talk about Davar Ha'avid and Maisa Hedyot and in the Paul Shein Lamayochal, right? All the different heterim, which the Shulchan Aruch quote, the Torah quotes in Tav Kuf Lamed, and then expands upon it in all the next simanim. But again, that's the isra malacha of chalamoed. Shemitah has a totally different idea of malacha. It could also be that this malacha, one of the many rishonim on chalamoed, is derabanan, right? Machlokas rishonim, whether it's daraisa at all or not. Shemitah is beferish daraisa, at least certain avodos of shemitah. Okay, hadra lach stei alavan. So we finished the two ad emasais, and now we get up to mei emasai, right? The third parak is mei emasai after the first two prakim are ad emasai until in terms of Tosefes. Okay, we'll stop here.